This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is kind of a meta question to be asked about this morning's jobs report. Remember, it's 313,000 new jobs in the economy last month. The unemployment rate was steady at 4.1%. And the question goes like this. With the economy doing as well as it is and the labor market already pretty much firing on all cylinders, where are all the workers we are going to need to keep up that momentum going to come from? We sent Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman out this morning to figure it out.
If you were the all-powerful Oz of the labor market, with job openings going unfilled and employers screaming they can't hire enough skilled workers, you'd want to find some people like these two women.
My name is Michelle Kennedy, and I live in Sioux City, Iowa. I work for the city in the parking garages.
Amber Pryor, Richmond, Virginia, SPCA admissions counselor.
Kennedy and Pryor both work part-time, 20 to 25 hours a week. If they went full-time or added a second job, they would be ideal workers in a tight labor market. But when I asked if they want to do that, Pryor said,
"Not at the moment. The kids are still young, so want to be around for them. I also write my free time, so that might also take off."
Kennedy said her husband earns a good salary, and right now, going full-time isn't worth it.
"My boss is retiring within the next couple of years, and I would like to have her job."
Economist Kathy Barrera at job site ZipRecruiter says any potential workers still on the sidelines at this point in the recovery might have other priorities.
Caring for family, including children or elderly relatives, whether they want to go back to school.
Meanwhile, employers now have to do more to get the workers they need, says Michael Gritton. He heads up workforce development in Louisville, Kentucky, where the local unemployment rate is 3.2%.
Employers are willing to work with folks with criminal records more than they were when the unemployment rate was 7 or 8%. They clearly are trying to keep people in the workforce or attract people back who are 55 plus.
Gritton says companies are also trying to recruit more young people by supporting work readiness programs in local high schools. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.